longing only to know you.
We all win then. She has never won a birthday party.
I was called to become a deacon, and I really had been thinking about learning more about what was in the church, and so I asked if I could be an elder instead, and I wasn't sure how that would go over because I'd not been on any committees or any boards in the past, although I've been a longtime member. But they were very enthusiastic, and I feel that I was really welcomed with open arms when I came in as a real newbie. I expected to learn more about the church and what the issues were regarding our church. And I think that what I came out of it knowing is that I felt much more connected to the church and to the people that I met.
We're working on it, and
more connected to my own faith and learning about the faith of others and how we can work together to accomplish it. And enter code 8800. I think what surprised me is that I learned more about being a Presbyterian than just about being a church member. And we made decisions that affected not just our church, but affected a larger group of people. This is a car with bold looks and the performance to back it up. You might say it's a car that's one of the things that stands out in my mind with being an elder was being able to vote on the change to the Book of Order that was allowing the definition of marriage to change to be between a committed, a unique commitment for a couple. Traditionally a man and a woman. And that vote there was something that I felt very strongly that I wanted to vote for. And that vote from just our church and other churches within the Presbytery led to the national Presbyterian Church of USA to vote to allow same-sex marriages in the church. I really enjoyed the 3 years that I had here, and it seemed like it really went by quickly. I've made so many more friends in the church that I can say hello to when I come to on Sunday morning, and I feel less of an outsider, even though I've been a member, and for reasons I've stood on the sort of the fringes, I feel really the people brought me in, and they were so nice, and I had a wonderful experience, and now I've worked on committees with other people, and it just extends throughout this church. I think that's a very unique experience to have coming in, like I said, being a newbie, and I wasn't sure how this was all going to go because I had really no idea what was going to be expected. But everybody was so nice and helped me learn.
Then allegedly set fire to the door at the historic cobblestone house on Church Street in the village.
I would say jump in and do it. You'll be afraid. You won't know that. You will feel very good, but you will learn in the process, and people are there to help you, and you will know so much more about this church, and I wanted to know how it worked, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I've learned a lot, and it makes me want to help people. And again, I feel that I can really contribute because of my faith and the people here follow the same general feelings that I have. It just has made me much stronger in my faith.
Six world powers this summer. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that Iran will provisionally apply the agreement.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways you can find out how we are church together in the world is your bulletin has lots of announcement and a calendar in there. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any questions or comments that you might have. And don't forget to sign the hospitality registers. Some point during the service, those will find their way down the pew and sign it and send it back. That way we also have a chance to greet one another by name. So we have a lot going on, especially today. So for anyone who is looking to learn more about the church as a confirmand, so these are our youth. Don't forget, we have all of the sponsors, parents, and confirmation youth meeting here at the church this evening. And also for those who are attending the Jamaica orientation, we do have that following Sunday school this morning. And a few other announcements about what's going on today. Heather?
Hi, Heather Pym here. On behalf of the youth committee, I wanted to just give a reminder that tonight is the Haunted Hayride. We are meeting here at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's from 6 to 8:30. Bring $15. We're going to go on a haunted hayride at Verholst Farm. So if you want any extra snacks, bring extra cash, but hope to see you there.
Thank you. Rona.
Good morning. You should be very proud of how we handled St. Joseph's. It was awesome. We fed so many, and we had plenty of cupcakes, cookies. It was just awful. And the thing is, we have to remember, Al Waugh started this program years ago, and we need to give him a lot of credit for keeping it going. It's not easy. But we had a lot of help, and it was an awesome day. So thank God for all of you.
Good morning. Next Saturday is the fall cleanup. It starts at 8:30. That is Saturday, October 24th. There will be donuts and coffee and other fun things, and you can pick up leaves or sticks or climb on the roof, whatever you want to do, for as long as you want to stay. We would love to have you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All you have to say is donuts. And now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God.
Please stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. Servants of God, lift up your heads. Servants of God, lift up your hands. Servants of God, lift up your hearts.
Good morning. Would you join with me in reading the prayer of confession that you will find in your bulletin? Lord Jesus Christ, keep reminding us that following your means, emptying ourselves of all self-serving power and filling ourselves with the desire to serve others as willing as you did, forgive and reluctance on our part to follow your example, replace any selfish power, please.